For so also does the enemy. He said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you? We need to come to that place where we are in full alliance with God and linked arm to arm together, looking into that mirror of the Word of God and seeing all of us changing together. There's no competition. There's no, I'm pastor, you're just a deaconess, and you are just an elder, and you're just a newborn again. You're a baby in Christ. There's no such thing. God wants us all. When the rapture comes, we are not going to be raptured in different degrees. The most highest, holiest, your group come first. Come. Then the next group. Then the next group. No, we are all caught together. One shot. God is looking at us all as one people. And he wants to use us as one people, one body. He wants to abide in us and work in us and through us and by us and for us. He wants to show his face to us. He did not show it to Moses. He did not show it to Moses, but he wants to show it to us. But child of God, look at this, look at this, look at this. If we were to compare the miracles of the Old Testament to the miracles that we see in the New Testament, where will you go and say the greatest miracles happened? Old Testament. Huh? What's our problem? What's our problem? Something has to change. We have to love God, be guardians of his word, hold his word precious by obeying his word, by doing what God's word says, and not getting offended, I don't like that preaching, No, just obey what God's word says. What does God's word say about this? Well, don't judge me. There's no such thing. We must all humble ourselves in the sight of God so that he can exalt us. Amen? Well, I'll wrap up with this passage of scripture. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. Actually, let's start it from verse 4, where it says, for if our gospel is hid, it is only hid, verse 3, I'm talking from verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. What I've been sharing with us today is about the gospel. It says it's hidden from those that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. What is it just said? What were we just told there? It says, in whom? Watch this, verse 3. Watch this. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Explanation. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. In whom the God of this world had blinded. So in essence, two things are happening here. He's saying, first of all, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, which means they are lost. But he's done it through people that he, that God of this world, had possessed. In whom? Do you see it? So we, on the other hand, who are possessed by the light of God, are supposed to bring light and sight and hope, because the devil's children are busy doing the devil's deeds, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. They see somebody who does not believe, and they bring blindness to that person. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. And that's the image that we're supposed to be transformed into, should shine unto them. What are we called to do? We are called to bring sight to the blind. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel. Yeah? Preach the gospel to the poor. Bring healing to the brokenhearted. Bring sight to the blind. He's not bringing them down and saying, this will never happen, there will never be change. No, he's saying, change is possible, but I need my Spirit to be upon you. And when did he have the Spirit come upon him and anoint him to do all of these things? He defeated the enemy in the wilderness and returned with power into Galilee. Amen? He defeated the enemy when he moved the word from "it is written" to "it is said." Well, we need to say the word of God. This which is written, I now say. Hallelujah. I now say it. I'm speaking it. I'm saying that the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is shining and moving in me. God has revealed his face to me. I'm being changed from glory to glory. And so is all the saints, my brothers and my sisters. We are all being changed. No matter where we are, in Africa, in Europe, in the Americas, wherever we are being changed. In Australia, we are being changed. We are being changed. We are being changed. The glory of God is manifested in us and through us. The abiding presence of the Most High God is in and with us to the glory of God. We need to stop praying our own selfish prayers. God, I need more anointing. It is not me that needs more anointing. We all need the same anointing. Because without you, I don't get to make it. And without me, you don't get to make it. It's not from not praying. It's that we're not praying one for the other. I'm believing God for each other and preferring one another. It says, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves. We're not about ourselves. We're about Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. We are your servants. For Jesus' sake, so that his glorious gospel can go forth. He says, because or for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, guess what? To you. To everyone. This is what God wants to do. So when we are crying out, oh God, we need revival, it's not just about me. It's about us. God wants to see one body praying. Hallelujah. Maybe all I can pray is 5 minutes. And maybe you can pray 1 hour. But when you pray in your 1 hour, and I'm praying my 5 minutes, we are praying the 1 hour together. Because you dragged me into your prayer. Hallelujah. We're not competing with each other, we're completing each other. He says, we are here to make certain that the lame is not put out. Yeah? That we all make it. We all make it. But watch this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Why? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's about God. It's not about us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll stop there tonight in the proclamation of the word. But if you didn't get it, get this. We need to help each other, drag each other, help each other. Let's grow together. We cannot make it just by ourselves. We make it as a team. Amen? When they were in one place, in one accord, God's power came. It has not changed. It has not changed. God acknowledged the power of unity when he said about the men who were trying to build a structure up into the heavens. He says, with that mindset, there's nothing they cannot do. Anything they set their minds to do will get done because of the power of unity. Now let's have the unity of God, oneness with God. And nothing will be kept from us. Will not be restrained in any way, shape, or form. Anything we set our minds to do in him will be accomplished. Rise with me. Heavenly Father, here we are. We're asking for the manifestation of your will and your word in us and through us. Let grace abound towards us. Oh, Father. With man, this is impossible. But with you, all things are possible. Lord, we want to manifest your glory in the earth, that those that are lost can find life, that your commanded word force everyone that you created, for you are the one who lights everyone that comes into the world. That's what you told us in John 1. And Lord, oh God, we are asking, oh God, that whoever has been held in darkness, that your commanded word brings them out. So, Father, we say your word. Light, come out of darkness. We call our city our communities, our country, our province, our continent, and our world to come to salvation. Let the rivers of revival flow forcefully in all the earth. Let the glory of the Lord fill all the earth as the waters cover the sea. O God, so let it be unto us according to thy word. The glory of God fill the earth, and men and women have been changed into that same glory. So it is said, so it is done, to the glory of God the Father, the glory of the Son, glory of the Spirit, in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we say it's so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for every one of you that took time to come out tonight to participate on this, the first day of the Sukkot meetings. We have 6 or so more days to go. It goes on till next Monday. Thanksgiving inclusive. I know Thanksgiving, that's going to be tough because you have Thanksgiving dinners with families and stuff like that. But I'll be here. I'll eat my Thanksgiving turkey and not be a turkey. I'll come and I'll seek his face. I want something to happen for every one of us. Amen? And at this time, let us honor God with our giving and just trust him to enlarge us in his loving kindness and tender mercies. I'll be speaking to us again tomorrow night, and then on Wednesday, we're going to have our first guest. That's going to be Apostle Daniel Mattiola, and then we'll have another free day, and then there's going to be another speaker, Prophet Paul Amer, and then another free day, and then on Sunday, Pastor Akintayo, Apostle Akintayo, is going to do the last service and Sunday night. And then Monday, I'll wrap up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Live Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lord, so let it be. We know that you already lifted. Not because of our singing, not because of our testimonies, but primarily because you rose again from the dead, you ascended into the heavens, and you're seated at the right hand of the Father. That is the highest lifting up. So, Lord, we say, because you are that, draw all men, may all men come and behold your glory. And serve you, worshiping in spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you, Lord, that like first fruits, we have come first, but our brothers yet must now come, our sisters must now come, our fathers, mothers, cousins, uncles, nephews, Lord, O God, friends, Even those that thought that they were our enemies, today we call them. And we say, Lord, that those that were once enemies of the cross, like Saul was, will become Pauls that help to preach this gospel. Thank you, Lord, for transformation. We give up on no one. And Lord, oh God, we thank you that you've not given up on us. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. We say bye to those that are on Facebook and YouTube and other platforms. And we take this time now to speak to those that